else can cost you hundreds more. But now, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. Real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures. All the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. For a free information kit, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-508-5669. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. So take some of the pain out of paying the bill. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-508-5669. 5669 1-800-508-5669.
January 29th through February the 1st, the 38th annual St. Louis RV Vacation and Travel Show returns to America Center, presented by the Midwest Gateway RV Dealers Association. The RV Vacation and Travel Show will showcase 300 RVs, highlighting the latest in state-of-the-art technology, streamlined designs, as well as travel destinations. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster and are also available the day of the show. The St. Louis RV Vacation and Travel Show, January 29th through February the 1st, at America Center. More details at SDLRV.com. That's SDLRV.com.
It's so low, the phones are ringing off the hooks. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75% fixed with an APR of 3.776.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're as big as Golden Oak Lending, you can do things others won't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed. APR 3.776. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
And just announced, our FHA mortgage insurance premiums have dropped 0.5%. If you have an FHA loan, call now.
Golden Oak Lending.
FHA 15-year fixed 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Eat adventurously at St. Louis Bread Company, where you'll savor a lentil quinoa or soba noodle bowl, all under 410 calories. Stop by St. Louis Bread Company today to explore more.
Hi, this is Terry Hall. This Week in Real Estate, we're on Sundays from 1 until 2 till late in January, and then we'll go back to our regular schedule. Sundays, 1 to 2, This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall. I want you to join me. And in the meantime, if you've got a real estate concern or question, you just email me at info@terryhall.net. That's info@terryhall.net. See you next Sunday from 1 to 2.
Listen in your car or your underwear. That's my Texas accent. Not very good. We'll have to do. Go with partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
that white stuff that accumulates at the corner of your mouth when you're really thirsty.
Yeah. I don't get that.
I don't either.
That's not from thirst.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 28th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. I spoke with Mark Reardon this morning. We had a really nice conversation. And it always turns to cars and guns for some reason, because we both have a little sickness when it comes to cars and guns. And then, of course, we talked a little bit about money. And you can do that, too. You could talk to Mark and or Jason. We'll tell you how after this.
Hey!
Well, he's a father now, and he's turning into kind of a different person. His personality is very gradually changing, and it'll continue to do that. Especially when little Archie Michael gets to be
a little bit of a mouth on him and an attitude at about, oh, I don't know, Dan, what would you say, 10 or 12?
Oh, at least, yes.
Yeah. We're looking forward to seeing how you deal with that. He is a dad. He is a control board operator. He's almost a pro bowler. He is Eon the Peon, and he wants to say hi to his sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, and if you are getting ready to receive some money from your 401k, then now is a great time to sit down with Mark and Jason, explore all of your options. For their phone number or more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
I bet you're looking forward to getting him his own little bowling ball. Do they make little bitty kid bowling balls that weigh like 2 pounds or something?
I believe 6 is the lightest they have. Yeah, but they...
And one with his name printed on it.
Oh, yeah.
So, you'll be doing that. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. I want to say happy birthday to an Air Force veteran.
Okay.
She's still in the Air Force. Her name's Patricia Brown. Celebrating her birthday today. She works at Scott Air Force.
You barely said so long.
Patricia
Brown. It's got, how do you know her?
She's a very good friend of my mom's. And she actually played with George Ports. She's a bluegrass player.
I don't know who that is. George
Ports was in...
you know who it is, Peon?
No.
He taught Alison Krauss how to play the fiddle.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
He had been in the studio with us before.
Well, now that's really a great story.
Yeah.
Hello, Patricia. He Behemoth is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
You know that Mark and Jason handle Rad Boys Investments?
Yes.
Yeah. The Rad Boys told me he saved and saved and saved his whole life. He puts everything in some kind of futures. What kind of futures? Cheese futures.
Oh.
I don't know anything about that. I don't know what that even means, but I hope it works out for you. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. You know, and two people are partners in business like Mark and Jason are, Mark Reed and Jason Becker. Usually they're two completely different people. You know, one guy is the head in the books guy and looking at numbers all the time, and the other one's more of the, hey, how you doing, shaking hands guy. Both of these guys are just beyond friendly, and I've never seen either one of them in a bad mood. If I had to deal with money and numbers, I'd be in a bad mood all the time. Because, oh, my goodness, the stock market's down. I know I'm going to get calls from people. Well, what's going to happen to my money? I couldn't deal with that. But they can. And I think one reason they can is that I don't think they get a lot of frantic calls from the people they give financial advice to because they set the table properly, meaning... They give you realistic expectations where some people don't. Over the years, I've met a couple of people who wanted to give financial advice, and they painted this incredible picture of great interest and wealth, and it was too good. And it just didn't seem right, you know? Something was wrong there. I like the way they operate, and I like the way that they never get your hopes up to where if what they say doesn't happen, you're going to be devastated. Yet there's a guy who's got this, I just saw this, was a CBS Sunday Morning or 60 Minutes, where this guy came out with a book or something about low expectations. And I've always worked like that and thought like that. I always expect the worst. And here's the deal. If you expect the worst, the only thing that can happen is you're going to be pleasantly surprised. If you always think these people that go have a positive attitude, think the best. Nah, because you're going to be disappointed. And Mark and Jason aren't gloom and doom people, but they're not ever going to give you unrealistic expectations just to get your business. And they don't. If you have a financial advisor, they don't mind taking a look at what that person's done, and they also don't have a problem with telling you if it's something good that they think you should feel good about. Everybody they meet with, they don't tear apart and destroy and dissect and criticize everything they're doing with their money. That can't possibly be the case, that everyone who comes to them has been given nothing but bad advice. But I will tell you this. I think you may find that they have some ideas for you that just might be a little better than the ideas you've been given or the direction you've been given. You're not going to know till you have a meeting. And to have a meeting, you go to this website, markandjason.com. Markandjason.com. Stiefel Nicholas, that's who they're with, and they've been there for 27, 28 years. And I think you're just going to like them. You know how you get a gut feeling about people? And I think your gut is going to tell you, these are two people who are worth talking to. Give them an hour or two. Answer some of their questions, and they'll answer yours and see where it goes. And again, if you have an advisor, so what? Second opinion can't hurt. Markandjason.com. We're closing down the harmonica lessons offer after today. If we don't get a call with a higher bid than $400, then Gary, a listener who has bid $400 for a harmonica lesson from Dan Strauss, knowing that with it comes the guarantee that he will be as good as Dan in one lesson, and knowing that he will be handed personally by Dan a harmonica just like the one Dan plays, signed by Dan Strauss.
Yeah. Yep.
And that current bid is $400. And if somebody doesn't call before the end of this show, then Gary, you got yourself a harmonica lesson and a harmonica, a handshake from Dan Strauss, and a lesson that will put you on an equal playing level with him. You know what? How could that go for $400? You stole it, Gary.
Crazy.
You stole it. That is crazy. Ridiculous. Saw American Sniper last night, and before I talk about the movie, I'd like to talk about something so bizarre. Sometimes in your life, something happens, and you just stop and go, I cannot believe this just happened to me on this particular day, and here's what I'm getting at. Yesterday, off the air, these guys, Dan and Peon, we were talking about things that people do when they go to the movies, and I've admitted we took our own M&Ms in. We've done that. My wife has taken a can of Coke in her purse. It's not, we're not stealing, okay? We're just skirting the system to avoid paying $96 for a bucket of corn. I will admit, and I'm not proud of this, and many, many, many years ago, I was in the theater and I saw a movie. It was raining. It was a miserable day. I just walked into another theater and saw another movie in the same complex, and I didn't pay for the second movie. And I feel bad about that. But I've admitted it, and I've confessed it, so I think I should be forgiven for that.
I've done that one time with my daughter also.
Well, you know what? Now, that's despicable, because that's your daughter, and she's looking to you for guidance.
I know.
I did not do that with my children.
Oh.
That's basically saying, hey, look, let me show you how to steal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you're going to hell for that.
I felt bad.
You may be going to hell. Now, these guys yesterday were telling me about a routine that some people do, and I just found it hard to believe. And that is, you know those big buckets of popcorn, and they say, well, it's refillable, and so is the big drink, that people walk in the theater with a bucket from the last time they were there. And they told me this yesterday, and I thought, well, I can't believe that.
I can't believe some people do that.
Wait till you hear this. I leave here yesterday, 6 o'clock, show is over. I head to Chesterfield Valley, that Galaxy Cinema, the one with the big screen. I meet my wife there. She's in the parking lot waiting for me. I park next to her, and we're walking in. And as we're going in, I'm telling her, I said, you can't believe what these guys were telling me, that people bring a popcorn cardboard bucket in with them to get a refill. And it was from another trip to the theater. As I said it, my wife says, oh, you mean like this lady over here? And she sort of darted her eyes to the left, and I looked over. Here comes I'm not making this up. This woman is walking in with a heavy, big winter coat on and a scarf. And once she gets past the ticket guy, out come two things, the popcorn bucket and the big supersized drink, and she walks right to the counter for refills. And nobody said, hey, wait a minute, you just walked in from the parking lot. I could not believe that happened when I'd never even heard of it till yesterday. And I stood there and watched her get that bucket filled with popcorn. She's a great big woman. And that drink, and then off she goes into the movie theater. Wouldn't you think you'd at least go in, put your coat on a chair, act like you'd been in the theater, then come out with your bucket for a refill? No, and nobody seemed to question, but it was so obvious. She had just walked in, and her coat was on. So I got to witness that.
Amazing.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, Dan. Now, American Sniper. There is so much I could say about it. But I'll just say this. I said years ago that sometimes I feel guilty that I have the life I have. It's not perfect. I've got some chronic pain issues that I'm not going to bore you with. My life is not perfect, but I'm going to tell you something. When it comes to this country, I sometimes feel guilty that I'm able to do what I do. And I don't just mean do the show. I mean live the life I live when I consider how little I've sacrificed or given. Yeah, I did 6 years in the Army Reserve. Ooh, big deal. You watch a movie like this and you walk out, maybe not you, but I walked out thinking, wow, what have I done? Look what some of these people do. And I know that a lot of people get tired of the word sacrifice. I'm tired of the word hero. But it is a sacrifice, especially with a guy like Chris Kyle, who voluntarily, knowing what he's going to get into, goes over there and just says to himself, that's it. I can't sit by and watch these bastards continue to kill us and blow up buildings and run planes into them, and I'm going to do something about it. And he did more than his part. And to him, it still wasn't enough. And I'm gonna tell you something else. I'm not an expert on politics. I'm not an expert on the military. But there's something happening in this country that is very, very disturbing. And it's the very slow, gradual disappearance of patriotism. The kind of patriotism we all seem to have right after 9/11. Remember all the flags that were sold to put on the window of your car, on the side windows, and it looked, every car had flags in the windows. Man, that was fantastic. We're losing that. And we're also, because so many people are trying to be so politically correct, we are falling asleep to the fact that there are people in other countries whose only goal is to destroy us. And that 9/11 thing was their appetizer. You wait, you'll see. And this country and this government needs to get nasty and mean and start showing some people that we're not going to put up with that, and you better not even think about messing up what we've created over the last 200 years. Chris Kyle, and I'm the last guy to throw the word hero around, but I believe he could be put in that category. And here's something I want you to know about his funeral. Just about the time you think, well, nobody cares anymore about people like that, and these big fat slobs like Michael Moore who call these people cowards. Michael Moore ought to go in the military for about 2 weeks. He couldn't make it two. He couldn't make the basic training for 2 weeks. And I did the best I could on the computer today to try to verify these facts, and I couldn't find any evidence that these things are not true. But what's so beautiful about it is that none of these people publicly want to take any credit for this. Southwest Airlines, from what I understand, flew in to Arlington, Texas, when Chris Kyle's funeral took place, and the estimate is 7 to 10,000 people were there. Southwest flew any Navy SEAL in their family from any airport that Southwest flew into or out of free of charge. The employees at Southwest donated their buddy passes so that they could bring people with them. Volunteers were at the airports to drive them to hotels when they got into Texas. The Marriott reduced the rates to $45 a night for any of these SEALs and their families, and cleared the hotel and rooms for them. And the Midlothian, Texas Police Department, I hope I got that right, got together, raised money, and paid the $45 for each room. So these SEALs' family stayed for nothing. They say about 200, 250 stayed at the hotel. 100 of them were Navy SEALs. There were two large buses that were chartered. An unknown donor paid for those chartered buses to transport people to the different events, and they also had rental cars, and those rental cars were donated anonymously. The police and the Secret Service were on duty 24 hours to stay at the hotel where the people in town for Chris Kyle's funeral were. At Chris Kyle's house, the Texas DPS, and I don't know what is DPS, the Texas DPS, Department of Public Something,
put public service?
Put a motorhome in front of the house to block the view from reporters. It was there for 5 days so that the SEALs could come in and out of the house to visit his widow and had a place to use the restroom so they wouldn't have to go in the house to use the restroom. So that's what the motorhome was for.
Yeah, Department of Public Safety.
Okay. There's a couple other things. I just think these are things people want to know. President George W. Bush and his wife, Laura, met and talked to every Navy SEAL one-on-one. They went to the house, met with Chris Kyle's wife, prayed with them. Nolan Ryan sent his cooking team. He's a former baseball player. He has a cooking team? What is that about?
I don't know.
Cook now?
I don't know what that's about.
Is he got a restaurant or something? He sent a cooking team, a gigantic grill, steaks, chicken, hamburgers, set them up in the front yard, fed people all day long. Over 200 SEALs and their families. A local barbecue restaurant set up a buffet in front of the house to feed everybody. Everybody was taken care of. Jerry Jones, as much as a lot of people like to hate him, and there are some reasons to not like this guy, donated the use of Cowboy Stadium for the services because once he found out how many people wanted to attend this guy's funeral, he knew it was going to take a place like that. Chartered buses transported people to the stadium. Every car, bus, motorcycle was searched with bomb dogs and police because, unfortunately, there were people who wanted to. And think about it. If you ever want to make your mark, if you're Al-Qaeda or a terrorist, wow, here's a place to do it. Let's take out a bunch of people celebrating this guy who took out so many bad people. So everybody there had to be searched. And no purses went into the stadium. There's a place called the Legends, apparently. It's a room in that stadium. And Jerry Jones made sure there was a huge buffet available. It fed over 300 people, closest friends, SEALs, people like that. There was a Medal of Honor recipient there. There was Secret Service there. Sarah Palin was there. Her husband was there. 7,000 to 10,000 people. Bagpipe and drum corps. Texas A&M Men's Choir stood through the entire service and sang at the end. The next day, there was a 200-mile procession from Midlothian, Texas to Austin, Texas for the burial. And folks, if you watch the movie, at the end of the movie, Clint Eastwood put in the actual footage of this procession. And this it was one of the most impressive things I have ever seen. Police motorcycles, freedom riders, chartered buses, cars, police vehicles. This incredible procession, two helicopters circling the procession with snipers sitting in the doors. Again, just in case some kook wants to make a statement. It is the longest funeral procession ever in the state of Texas. The entire route was shut down ahead of them. People were lined up on the road the entire way, 200 miles. Watch the footage at the end of this movie, and you'll see the actual video of these miles and miles and miles of people holding up signs, holding up flags, firemen down on one knee, police officers holding their hats over their hearts, children waving flags, veterans saluting. I hope that Chris Kyle, in this other place he is, I'd like to think after you're gone, you can look down and see that stuff, because boy, would he be proud. When there's a funeral like this, have you ever seen this where the SEALs go up and slap a Trident seal on the casket?
No.
You'll see it in the movie. It's called a Trident. It's a metal SEAL badge. And SEALs go up and it's got a pin, so it sticks to the casket. And one by one, these Navy SEALs put their pins on his casket. Governor Rick Perry and his wife invited the family to the governor's match and then the closest friends and the pallbearers. And gave them all the SEALs, the coin of the state of Texas. An incredible, incredible story that you don't hear a lot about. And let me see, who wasn't there? Oh, that's right. Nobody from the White House, I don't think, was there. I've tried to find any evidence, and all I can find is statements where, to this day, nobody in the White House has ever acknowledged Chris Kyle. Yet, and you're going to have to forgive me for this, and I don't like to do this. I don't like to get political. But, folks, I'm telling you something. The White House never did a thing to get that guy Tamarisi out of Mexico, who was in jail for 4 months for no good reason. It took other people to get him out. there were some congressmen involved, but not the White House. And the White House, if anybody should have stood up at this guy's funeral and said, thank goodness for people like Chris Kyle, to me it should be the commander-in-chief. Not there. Yet he will parade Bo Bergdahl's parents out, the parents of a deserter, and make a big show out of that. And isn't it interesting that now, ooh, we don't want to be talking much about that because it looks like we saved a deserter and traded five terrorists for him. And that's it. And that's as political as I'm going to get. But you folks that want to bash people like Chris Kyle, I'm guessing not one of you has spent a day in the military. Not one of you. And for those of you who think, well, that's let's take the words of that douchebag Michael Moore, that it's cowardly to shoot somebody from a distance like that. You know what's cowardly? Flying a plane into a building, killing 3,000 people at one time. That's cowardly. Taking out one by one with no other collateral damage, people who are absolutely, if you don't do it, going to take out a bunch of our people. Nothing cowardly about it. So, American Sniper, see it if you can. I highly, highly recommend it. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Guy is traveling for business, and he's going to have to be away for a month. His corporation has sent him out, and he lives with a cat and his elderly mother. And his cat means everything to him. And his mother's so old, she can't take care of the cat. So he asks his best friend if he'd take care of the cat. He goes, you know how much this cat means to me. His buddy says, man, no problem. You go on. You take it. Don't worry about it. He says, now I'm going to be in a lot of meetings. I'm not going to be available to talk. But if you need me, you got my cell phone number. His buddy says, don't worry about it. So the guy is gone for like 2 weeks, and he gets a text in the middle of an important meeting. He looks down and there's a text, and it's from his friend. And the text is, your cat's dead. He's so upset. Well, as soon as he gets out of the meeting and he can call his friend, he calls his friend and goes, what in the world? Who does that? His friend says, what? He says, who does that? Who sends a guy a text, your cat is dead? My goodness, how cold. You know how much that cat meant to me. And the guy says, well, what else was I supposed to do? He's dead. He goes, here's what you could do. You could do something like send me a text, your cat fell off the roof. And then a little while later, send me a text, your cat's at the veterinary hospital being treated. And then a little later you could say, man, I'm sorry your cat didn't make it. That way I build up to it. I'm kind of prepared for the bad news. My goodness, your cat's dead. What's the matter with you? He goes, all right, man, I'm sorry. He says, I got to go to another meeting. Hangs up. About a week later, he looks down. He's got a text. It says, your mom's on the roof.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Kind of a mess out there. They're still working with the crash on the ramp from eastbound 44 to southbound 55. That right lane on is backed up to the Compton overpass on eastbound 44. They're also working with a crash blocking the left lane southbound 55 at Arsenal. 55 is backed up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 44 goes back from the Poplar Street Bridge to the Museo Veterans Bridge. Eastbound 40 past Mason, you've got a crash blocking the left lane. A jam goes back to Clarkson on eastbound 40 downtown, slow from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, the usual slowdown now, approaching Kings Highway through McCausland. Westbound 44 has slow traffic from 270 through Bowles. Eastbound 270, it's heavy between McDonald and New Florissant, and southbound 270. Slow pockets from Page down through Ladue. And this traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Trust over 50 published studies supporting the accuracy of the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Your family deserves the best. Pick one up at Walmart or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Well, I hope you're ready for this.
McGraw in the Morning.
What kind of a show is this?
Listen every weekday morning.
The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
It's so low, the phones are ringing off the hooks. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75% fixed with an APR of 3.776.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're as big as Golden Oak Lending, you can do things others won't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed. APR 3.776. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
And just announced, our FHA mortgage insurance premiums have dropped 0.5%. If you have an FHA loan, call now.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
FHA 15-year fixed, 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Hello, gorgeous. Bare Minerals just won its 10th Glammy Award for Best Prestige Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials of Bare Minerals makeup to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of Bare Minerals makeup, plus a free 5-piece makeup set. For yours, call 1-800-900-6737. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Bare Minerals Foundation gives you flawlessly beautiful coverage with a no-makeup feel. And it's clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin. No wonder it's won 10 Glammys in a row. And now you can try Bare Minerals makeup for yourself. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals makeup and fallen in love with their skin again. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, don't miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-900-6737. 1-800-900-6737.
At JJS Flooring and Decorating, it's a new year. New look, new feel, new products, new prices, and new floors. JJS Flooring operates a bit differently than the big box stores. They offer next day installation on select products that are in stock. JJS Flooring has an established personal and professional bond with their representatives of larger manufacturers such as Shaw, Armstrong, and American Oleum. Now at JJS Flooring, you can get carpet installed with pad starting at $1.40 a square foot. They have in-stock hardwood starting at just $2 a square foot, as well as ceramic and VCT for 49 cents a square foot. JJS Flooring takes great pride in providing you exceptional customer service. They are located at 2301 Gravois Avenue in South City, just west of downtown St. Louis. Call them at 314-772-3996 or visit them online at jjsflooring.com. Shop the city and save at JJS Flooring and Decorating. Their service will floor you.
You've heard the expression, good things come in small packages. Well, that's what the folks at Brooking Park must have had in mind when they developed their memory care household. In conjunction with the Alzheimer's Association, Brooking Park has created an innovative extension of the home where the aromas of freshly prepared meals take place throughout the day. Their household design and individual approach brings the residents an extended family, providing a secure home for independence while respecting their dignity. They provide activities that trigger memories of routine daily life, including music, art, household chores, exercise, hobbies, gardening, and even pet therapy. They recently received an honorable mention in Healthcare Design Magazine and were rated one of the top tier best nursing homes by U.S. News and World Report. Call Brooking Park at 576-5545 or brookingpark.org and personalize a lasting gift for your loved one. Brooking Park is an equal opportunity senior community sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Senior System.
Hi, this is Darren from RhinoShield, and with RhinoShield, you will never have to paint again. And who wants to paint their own home, business, or church anyways? RhinoShield is a permanent ceramic coating that blocks out 100% of the moisture and 90% of the UV rays. Get the 25-year guaranteed protection right now for 20% off. This offer is limited, so hurry. And we have special financing. Painting your home is personal, and we take it very serious. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. That's serious. If you see cracks, splits, nail pops, or even rotten wood, be smart and take advantage of our winter's special savings. Mention radio at 877-25-RHINO, 877-25-RHINO, or at 877-25-RHINO.com. See what we did there? Genius. It's more affordable than you think.
Don't paint, don't vinyl, go Rhino Shield.
Never paint your house again.
Rhino Shield.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-700-1851. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-700-1851. 1-800-700-1851.
Want your home to make a statement? Update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. Their certified lighting specialists are trained to work with you, your builder, or your designer, so you can discover the perfect lighting for your space. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be a locally owned and operated part of the St. Louis community. And right now, save on LED bulbs with Metro Lighting and Ameren's Act on Energy program. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximized Living Show, Saturday at 5 p.m. and Sunday at 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you go to let me get sober.
Southern California, here we come. Mike Evans standing by, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley on the eastern end. Do yourself a favor. Visit them both. You don't have to do them both at the same time. Go to dinner one night at Annie Gunn's and then one day for lunch or on the weekends, go in there and get something fantastic from the Smokehouse. Take it home and enjoy. And now from Southern California, Mike Evans. How you doing?
First, I'm only here so I don't get fined.
Oh, that's, I don't know, Frank saw that story.
First, I'm only here so I don't get fined. What an idiot,
what,
huh?
What am I missing?
It's a Seattle Seahawks player who this year has not
hates the media.
Yeah.
Won't talk to the media. He's in the Super Bowl. It was press day, media day, and the NFL says, part of your contract says you have to talk to the media. We're going to fine you. He's already been fined $100,000 for not talking to the media. If you don't talk to the media during media day, Super Bowl, it's a $200,000 fine. So he showed up at media day and he said, "I'm only here so I don't get fined." And he said that 27 times. That's the only thing he said.
Yeah, what a jerk.
I know, a jerk.
Wow. You know, I know you. It's in your deal with me. We have a contract. I say, if you don't go on the air with us, I fine you.
Exactly.
That's why you're here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, you know.
No, that. What's this guy's
name? What do you think about the line, the New England line is the best defensive line that you face this year? I'm on here so I don't get fined.
Yeah, the dopey reporters, though, after the 20th time, they're still trying to ask him regular questions.
They should have just walked away.
Exactly.
And said, screw you.
Somebody should have thrown a pie in his face.
What position does he play?
Running back. Marshawn Lynch.
He's a big star.
Holy cow.
Idiot. Oscar history pop quiz question. I've been drinking a lot of wine today, homie. That's
all
how
right.
You're talking to your daddy.
All right.
I'm only here. Oh, I did that already.
Yeah,
yes.
That.
Anyway.
Nope.
What's that?
Oscar history pop quiz question with 3,000 voters. There's only been one tie. We're actually two people tied for the Oscar. Name the name of the two best actresses who tied and shared the Oscar. Diane Keaton and Jane Fonda. Jodie Foster and Glenn Close. Katharine Hepburn and Barbara Streisand. Answer in a minute. We're in Lindsay Lohan's courtroom today. Went into L.A., The attorneys for Lindsay Lohan said that she had completed her probation, but about 25% of the probation, that community service was her signing autographs.
Well,
the prosecutor said, that's just plain horseshoe. And now the judge says he's going to have to read this over again, and he'll get back to him and let him know in 2 weeks.
Leave Lindsay alone. Leave Lindsay alone.
I know. It's ridiculous. I wonder if she said, I'm only here because I'm here. Probably not. Super Bowl news, Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah.
And Lenny Kravitz have some big, big surprises when it comes to their song selections for the Super Bowl halftime. You heard it here first. I'm just saying.
All right, we'll see.
TV ratings are expected to be huge, just that East Coast versus West Coast thing. But, you know, I'm going off script a little bit. You know what? I'm telling you, people in L.A. don't want the Rams. All this talk about the Rams coming here, they're building the stadium, and they go into a year-to-year contract at the Dome there in St. Louis. I'm telling you, they had to get some people to sign the neighborhood that they would accept big crowds Sundays in their neighborhood. They got 20,000 signatures, but getting 20,000 signatures and getting 80,000 people to pay $150 each to see a team that's losing. It's two different things. I think you're stuck with them. Sorry.
We don't want them.
What amazes me is they're both going to go ahead with their plans to build a big stadium. L.A. will build one. We'll build one. And they go, well, okay, if we have a team, we have a team. We don't, we don't. We're going to build a stadium anyway.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Amazing.
All right, more Super Bowl. I want you to watch Charlotte McKinney, the newest sex symbol who does the Carl's Jr. burger commercial.
Oh, I've seen her.
Charlotte McKinney makes Kate Upton look like a boy.
You know what's funny about those commercials when they do those where the hot, smoking hot gal takes a big bite of a greasy? They would never eat that burger.
No.
Ever.
Boy, she's hot, though.
She is.
She is just gorgeous. Odds and ends in England, they say that Adam Lambert is almost as big as the Beatles. He is so liked there. And that reminds me, Adam Lambert and Philip Phillips are teaming up, both one to out of their American Idol contracts. American Idol contracts take huge percentages for years after somebody wins.
Aren't they under contract for like 10 years
or
something?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You know what
they
I heard?
Enough
that,
is enough. They went out. They're
heard,
suing to get out of it.
I heard that Adam Lambert's gay.
What?
Yep.
Oh, you're making that up. No. Now, don't make stuff up now.
It might not be true, but I
have a little dream that time of a dream on that man.
That's big.
30 seconds, Mr. Evans.
Oh, come on. I got all kinds of stuff.
Oh, we got here late. It's my fault.
Dayton history. This is one of those occasions that if you were alive, you know exactly where you were. January 28th, 1986, 29 years ago today, the Challenger space shuttle blew up. It blew up right after it took off, killed all the astronauts. A week before, I interviewed Ellison Onizuka, who was one of the astronauts who died. He was from my hometown in Hawaii. Did an interview on CBS television back in Hawaii.
What was his name?
Ellison Onizuka. Well, no, I don't think you had me do that. He's a hero, homie, please.
Okay, sorry. Finally.
Hate it when you make it sharp, Franco.
That's what she said.
Grief.
Which of these two have actually tied for an Oscar? Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, Jodie Foster, Glenn Close, Katherine Hepburn, Barbara Streisand.
Keaton and what was the first one? What was that first
Keaton
one?
And Fonda.
Yeah, Fonda. Yeah.
Hepburn and Streisand.
And then I'll say Foster and Close.
Okay. 1968, Barbara Streisand won Funny Girl, Katherine Hepburn won The Lion in Winter, and they tied.
Oh, boy.
I'm Mike Evans. See you.
I guess we should have known that. That was my Barbara Streisand. Pretty good. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, that was
great.
That
was Mike Evans, Southern California, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are right next door to each other. They are terrific places, and they're in Chesterfield Valley. On the eastern end of all that other stuff. We will be right back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And we're going to get our final traffic. Here's Tim Wyland.
They have cleared the accident southbound 55 at Arsenal. Traffic still backed up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40 still slowing Kings Highway through McCausland. Once 270 out through Mason. They've also cleared the accident eastbound 40 at Mason, but you're still slow from Chesterfield Parkway east all the way up through Mason. Eastbound 270 still a little bit heavy from Lindbergh through New Florissant. Southbound 270 just a bit of a slowdown now from Olive down through Ladue. This report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Trust the doctors and nurses who use and recommend the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Your family deserves the best. Pick one up at Target or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's kind of like hanging out at the sports bar
without all of the wannabes.
The Big Sports Show.
Weeknights at 6:30
on the Big 550.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
At Subway, experience the breakthrough taste of new grilled chicken strips. They're premium cut with all white meat, without artificial preservatives or flavors. Subway, eat fresh.
The Tigers play here on KTRS. Tomorrow, the Wildcats of Kentucky come to Columbia to take on Coach Kim Anderson and our Missouri Tigers.
Left side of the key to the free throw line, right wing Clark, a three for the lead, made it. Missouri leads it 44-43.
Coverage begins at 7:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 8 on the Big 550.
Bang, he buried it.
KTRS. Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
I never abused my mother in my life.
A St. Louis County man accused of abusing his mother. The conditions prosecutors say he let his mother live in.
The City Arch River Project hits a milestone this week. The effect it will have on traffic and an update on the progress.
Missouri lawmakers are in line for a pay raise. How much they stand to get and who is standing in the way of blocking the increase.
First at 6, a St. Louis County man is now charged with elder abuse after police discovered he and his 82-year-old mother were living in a home unfit to live in.
Fox 2's Betsy Bruce reports this abuse often involves mental.